Sunday afternoon means it's time to do some business with Insight on Business, the NewsHour Week in Review. Thanks for coming by. My name is Michael Libby, the host and founder of the Business NewsHour, heard around the globe Monday through Friday in podcast form on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Podbean, and Player FM. Let's get right into it and take a look at some of the most interesting stories of the week, including Sprint's latest deal, affordable housing issues. We'll say goodbye to Howard Schultz and Monsanto. McDonald's is ramping up even more technology, those stories, the markets, and two really interesting conversations. We'll introduce you to City Girl Coffee. It's a fantastic global story. And we'll talk about small business funding with the Iowa Center for Economic Success. Stay with us for the hour. The news is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, Week in Review with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, Week in Review, is also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour Week in Review here on News Talk 1540 KXEL. And happy Sunday to you. Let's get right into it, shall we? Some interesting stories last week. Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks and the person who made the company what it is today, he'll be stepping down on June 26th. Schultz guided the company from a single coffee shop that opened in Seattle's Pike Place Market in 1971. He joined the company in 1982 as Director of Operations and Marketing. Over time, he grew it into the iconic brand it is today with more than 28,000 Starbucks locations globally. So what's next? A strong supporter of former President Obama and former Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, some suggest that Howard Schultz may eye a presidential run of his own. Stay tuned. We can also say goodbye to Monsanto. Bayer said that it will shutter the Monsanto brand and all items under that name will now become part of the German company Bayer. Bayer was expected to rid itself of the target's name. Monsanto, the largest, though not the only, maker of genetically modified seeds, has been a lightning rod for environmentalists' opposition to that technology. It also means that Monsanto disappeared from the S&P 500. But you know what took its place? Twitter. That's right. The social media platform joined the bellwether S&P on Thursday. So much for suggesting Twitter was just a flash in the pan. I got to tell you the truth. I really, really dislike the automated ordering kiosks at McDonald's. However, I'm clearly not in their demographic, and the company is betting that you will like less face-to-face interaction and more face-to-machine. So what's going on and why is McDonald's so hell-bent on taking people out of the process? It's all about ordering more stuff. CEO Steve Easterbrook told CNBC last week that the company is finding that people dwell more, those are his words, they dwell more over the kiosks and then they select more stuff. Easterbrook said since installing the kiosks, there's been an increase in the average order and that means more money, not to mention fewer people they have to pay. McDonald's plans to upgrade 1,000 stores with this technology every quarter for the next 8 to 9 quarters. International markets like Canada, Australia, and the UK are already fully integrated with kiosk service and mobile ordering. Locations in France and Germany, too, are almost completely transformed with the new technology. Easterbrook said the U.S., well, it's a a little bit behind. The burger giant has also been exploring delivery in the United States in an attempt to meet customer demand and changes in how consumers want to get their food. On a local level, Winnebago, long known for its land cruisers, is going to hit the water. The Forest City-based recreational vehicle maker announced it has acquired luxury boat builder Chris Craft from United Kingdom private equity firm Stellican Limited for an undisclosed amount. It's the company's second expansion into the past 2 years. Winnebago bought Indiana-based luxury RV manufacturer Grand Design in the fall of 2016. According to a press release, Chris Craft will maintain its company leadership structure and will remain based in Sarasota, Florida. Now, if you want to check out the beauty of a couple of vintage Chris Craft boats, wow, they're something. Head over to our Twitter feed at @IOB_NewsHour. That's at @IOB_NewsHour. They are things of beauty. Well, it's called Faw Chicken. That's right. Reports are that KFC is going to start testing a vegetarian version of its fried chicken. The vegetarian fried chicken will include the same 11 spices that are used in all of the company's other chicken products. KFC says it doesn't have much information to reveal about the project. The company said it's because it's still in the early stages of developing the product and doesn't quite have it ready for consumers. KFC's decision to try out vegetarian fried chicken is part of its effort to create a more low-calorie meal opportunity for customers seeking a more healthy option. Fake chicken at KFC. See what you learn here? Well, Mexico's tariffs of 25% on Tennessee whiskey in retaliation for President Donald Trump's levies on its steel and aluminum could spell bad news for the distiller of Jack Daniel's, one of its biggest growth markets. The Louisville, Kentucky-based company referred to, quote, concerns over potential retaliatory tariffs on American spirits, end quote, in its earnings report last week. Currently, only about 5% of the company's total sales for Jack Daniel's are in Mexico, but that has been growing rapidly, with the country logging a 15% bump in reported net sales last quarter alone. By comparison, the demand here in the United States grew by just 7% last year. The company is seeking to blunt the impact of tariffs by building up inventories in markets outside of the United States. That's a strategy begun after European officials warned of retaliation earlier this year. And speaking of trade and Europe and Mexico and Canada and Japan, it was President Trump who hijacked the G7 last week as he interjected trade and divisiveness into the meeting. Days ahead of the event, this year held in Canada, President Trump doubled down on tariff talk against U.S. allies and took the G7 conference, which was to have been about economic and social equality and climate change, into a world of trade. Once there, the president called for Russia to become the 8th member of the group, something that did not sit well with other nations and caused some issues here at home, where the Trump administration is already in hot water over Russia and the coziness that is ever present. The president concluded his fraught visit to the yearly Conference of Industrialized Nations several hours before his counterparts, who remained behind to discuss cleaning up the oceans and halting climate change. Trump was unenthusiastic about traveling to Canada for these talks, according to aides, who said he questioned whether his presence was absolutely required. Even as late as Thursday afternoon, he quizzed staffers over whether it was too late to cancel his participation. So much for global economics. The cell phone price war just got serious. Sprint has rolled out a $15 a month plan for unlimited talk, text, and data. The new deal promises significant monthly savings for up to 5 lines for those who switch from another carrier to Sprint. At $60 for 4 lines, it's $40 cheaper a month than the $100 Sprint currently charges. Rivals AT&T and Verizon each charge $160 for their cheapest unlimited plans. For those who want only a single line, Sprint is far cheaper than AT&T's $65 a month, T-Mobile's $70, and Verizon's $75. Finally, this housing story, and it's something to pay attention to. While June might be National Homeowners Month, finding an affordable home is getting tougher each week. Let's look at the numbers. The National Association of Realtors reports the median price for existing homes of all types reached nearly $258,000 in April. That's an increase of 5.3% compared with April of last year. Meanwhile, real estate brokerage Redfin reports that based on the 174 housing markets that it tracks, the median home sale price reached $302,000 in April. That's a year-over-year increase of 7.6% and marks the first time this metric has exceeded $300,000. And homes? They're not about to get cheaper. Forecasts suggest this trend is going to continue through the year. A recent Reuters poll found that analysts expect the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index to rise by 5.7% this year. So how does all this news stack up against wages? Well, another recent Reuters poll says that economists predict earnings will grow by only 2.8% and inflation will grow by 2.5% this year. That's a net gain of only 0.3% in real wages. When we come back, a great conversation about coffee. It's a journey that takes us from Morocco to Israel to Paris to Miami and then Duluth, Minnesota? No, really. Next up, Aliza Bobote and City Girl Coffee on News Talk 1540 KXEL.